The One Stop project is to address the challenges associated with space among the growing population of the school. The new building, when completed, envisages creating a serene environment to improve teaching and learning. The project, which is to take off immediately, is expected to be completed in 6 months. On completion, the school will contain 12 classrooms and other ancillary facilities like the ICT laboratory, library, sick bay, and the staff common room, as well as recreational facilities. Mr. Anonla said, under the Tema Restoration Drive, the assembly will continue to expand and improve educational institutions in the metropolis. He urged stakeholders to continue to support the Tema Restoration Drive to achieve the assembly's targeted set goals and objectives.
We are cutting the short for the work to commence on our first major educational intervention after we started work on the fencing of all public schools in Tema. There is a wise saying that charity begins at home. The 12-unit classroom block will address challenges associated with the space so far as the growing population of school is concerned. Again, we envisage that the new building shall improve teaching and learning in this school. The assembly shall continue to expand and improve all educational institutions in the metropolis under the Tema Restoration Agenda. I urge Nimen and Namen and all our major stakeholders to continue to support the Tema Restoration Agenda so that together we shall achieve our set goals and objectives. May I use this platform to announce that the Tema Metropolitan Assembly is currently embarking on a data collection exercise. We intend to update our data on businesses operating within the metropolis. This will help us in our planning and development program. We therefore call on everyone to lend support and to cooperate with our field workers.
For her part, the Tema Metropolitan Director of Education, Margaret Nsiasama, commended the assembly for the project and noted that the construction of school blocks will address the infrastructural challenges facing education in the area. She said, public schools will improve and properly equipped to deliver quality education to every child of school-going age. Mrs. Samwan noted that the progress of the country hinges largely on the acquisition of skills and knowledge that will bear on the natural resources that abound in the country.
No matter how long it has taken to execute this project, to me it has come at the right time, because upon its completion, teachers and children in this school will have a facility and they will experience the three-day system, and it is also going to abolish the shift system in the school, and so children will not have any excuse to stay away from school by using the morning and the afternoon as an excuse. Upon completion of this project, this thing will be a thing of the past. I also express my appreciation to the Presbyterian Church for their cooperation and support. It doesn't matter who owns the land and who is to provide the facility. We are in a partnership together, and our common goal is to provide quality education for the Ghanaian child. And so I say thank you for your understanding and releasing the land for us to put up this facility. And to the teachers and children, a good facility counts a lot in our education delivery. And so when this project is complete, it will enhance teaching and learning in our schools, and it will also enhance the performance of the pupils.
That report was by Sheriff Idrisu.